This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. A coalition of 26 Manitoba civil society organizations is calling on the provincial government to strengthen its climate action commitments in the upcoming 2026 budget. On Thursday, the groups delivered a joint letter at the Manitoba Legislature, urging investments in energy efficiency, public transportation, and the protection of 30% of the province's lands and waters by 2030. Laura Cameron is the Director of Programs and Strategy at Climate Action Team Manitoba.
We already see that climate change is cutting into Manitoba's bottom line. We see that the wildfires and drought from last year have really affected the provincial deficit, and we know that that's only going to be getting worse the longer we delay investing in climate action.
Cameron said Manitoba's Path to Net Zero, released last fall, has yet to match its ambitions. She noted that only about $72 million was invested in emission reduction, compared to roughly $340 million for the gas tax holiday and $1.15 billion in highway construction over the past 2 years. She emphasized that climate investments could reduce the frequency and severity of disasters like last year's wildfires, which burned over 1.2 million hectares, destroyed communities, and created serious health concerns.
And so, you know, it will take some upfront commitment, but ultimately the cost will only grow the longer we delay investing. And there's also many other benefits for Manitobans related to health and cost of living that can come from climate investments in, for example, home energy efficiency, public transportation, and so on.
Out of the three priorities outlined in the letter, energy-efficient homes and heat pumps were a priority that Sustainable Building Manitoba, said Elizabeth Kagwa of Sustainable Building Manitoba. She said retrofits and energy-efficient technologies would benefit households, businesses, and the province's energy system.
That is something that we are pushing for as an organization that would benefit a lot of households, businesses, as well as Manitoba's economy with regards to ensuring that this is on the grid, as well as ensuring that we not only stick to our plan with regards to the Manitoba Affordable Energy Plan, as well as meeting our net zero proposals.
Niall Harney of the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives said efficiency and transit investments would deliver long-term equitable benefits.
These are systemic issues, and we got to develop systemic solutions. I mean, you know, I think there's also things that people can do in their own lives to address their reliance on fossil fuels, but we really need systemic change, and that starts here with investments from the provincial government who can lead and create policy to develop the long-term change we need.
Environment and Climate Change Minister, the Honorable Mike Moas, attended the event and welcomed the letter.
I think it's fantastic. This is the people's building. We always want to hear from Manitobans and groups that that they represent. These 26 signatories are passionate about environment and climate change. Our government is passionate about environment and climate change, and so that's what today's all about, is making sure that we're moving down the path to net zero, which is what our plan outlined in broad strokes in October, and there's going to be further information and those action plans being rolled out that they were calling for in the spring.
In terms of protecting our wild areas, Ron Thiessen of the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society said conservation and economic development can go hand in hand.
Or the conversation about the balance is going in a productive sense, in that what we're advocating or trying to make clear is that protecting nature and deciding where are the areas for nature are that need to be conserved and securing those actually gives more certainty to business and industry, because they'll have a better idea of where development might be possible without contention.
Minister Moyes echoed that view and highlighted the province's commitment to Indigenous-led conservation.
Well, I think the wind power is one way that we're doing that, where the various Indigenous communities are going to be the owners of these wind farms and then selling the power back to Manitoba Hydro. Additionally, when it comes to protecting more of nature, we're working hand in hand with First Nation communities, with other municipalities across Manitoba, so that we can protect more of what Manitoba cares about, which is, as they said, a beautiful backyard.
To ensure these goals are met and momentum continues, Cameron said public engagement will be key.
The first step is getting the commitments, and we've seen some good commitments from this government, and then the second step is the follow-through on those commitments. And, you know, we I think, are working to bring the public support for these topics to the government and help Manitobans voice these concerns.
With Budget 2026 planned for release this spring, The coalition says Manitobans should speak with their elected officials and support climate investments that protect communities, lower long-term costs, and safeguard the province's natural environment. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.